Amber.
No.
Why not?
Amber's a stripper name.
Find me one stripper named Amber Hardick. Or not, okay. Non-stripper names. Desiree? Bambi? Candy Cane?
Max. Maxine. Max Hardick's a cute name, isn't it?
You're a professional boxer, maybe.
Can you believe we made this little creature?
Oh, no, it's incredible.
It's the most amazing thing we've ever done.
I almost ran the marathon last year.
If we're lucky, you won't inherit your daddy's sense of humor.
Hello. Say hi to Bear.
She hasn't even eaten anything. Why is she spitting up?
Well, honey, we can't bug them again.
Okay.
Sorry, it's our first kid. We're both a little panicky, I guess.
Well, you gotta ask the pediatrician next time. I just deliver him. She's spitting up?
Yeah, I'm second time in an hour.
Oh. You lived underwater for 9 months, you'd have a lot to spit up, too.
Something wrong?
A little lethargic.
Well, we didn't think
she's hot.
Is she,
Hey, you're seizing! Get the crash car!
What's wrong?
Some help in there!
Oh, God. Is she all right? Are you at this?
No, at a
minute. What's going on?
Is back.
And?
This is what we expected. The accident caused serious damage.
It's amnesia.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe it.
Please remember,
yes, your car was fine. Enjoying our lounge house?
Just came in to get milk for my coffee. Which you're out of?
Flat or sparkling?
Sparkling.
So, the Hardigs?
Their baby gets a fever.
Well, don't tell me. Kid had a seizure.
Yep. The parents, of course, start freaking and have to deal with that for an hour.
Like it was your fault.
She was perfect when I delivered her. You want to blame someone? Blame the pediatrician.
So, how's the kid now?
Bowel obstruction. She's under observation. She'll be fine.
Pediatrician will take all the credit.
Exhibit A, baby girl Hardick, term baby, 42 hours old. Went into seizure 6 hours ago, brought into the intensive care, diagnosed with obstruction of the small bowel.
I'm still amazed you're actually in the same room with the patient.
People don't bug me until they get teeth. Exhibit B, baby boy Howsam, another term baby, 48 hours old. Brought into the NICU 3 hours before the Hardick baby, fever of unknown origin, 101 degrees, trending upwards.
Wow, that is amazing. You hung out in the OBGYN lounge all morning and heard about two sick babies. It's eerie.
Don't touch that.
All right.
We have an infection spreading in the hospital.
These kids have totally unrelated illnesses.
They fell sick within 4 hours of each other. They had the same delivery rooms, maternity rooms, and neighboring, so transmission's possible. They have the same symptoms.
The Hardick girl has a bowel obstruction. No matter how close their beds are, I'm pretty sure kids can't share a blockage.
What does bowel obstruction on a chart indicate?
Well, normally I'd say it indicates a patient's bowel is obstructed, but I'm pretty sure you have some deeper truth to impart.
It means that some random doctor of indeterminate skill thinks that the patient's bowel is obstructed.
Okay, you're upset because they threw you out of their lounge.
Look at the x-ray. It's a normal gas pattern.
You want? I can get you a key to the oncology lounge.
Air in the colon.
We're getting TiVo.
If it's air, no bowel obstruction.
Even if it is air, it could have been there before the obstruction.
No. Something's infected both these infants.
And you're the only one who put this together because...
Because I'm the only one who looked at both kids. I want them isolated. I want the maternity ward shut down.
Because you're better at reading an x-ray than a radiologist.
Radiologists always overread babies' x-rays, especially if they're asked to rule out a pathology. He read into it what he wanted.
Which is exactly what you're doing. You're finding a cluster because you think it's interesting to find a cluster. Two plain old sick babies would bore you.
See, this is why I don't waste money on shrinks, because you give me all these really great insights for free.
Shrink. If you would consider going to a shrink, I would pay for it myself. The hospital would hold a bake sale, for God's sake.
We have an epidemic.
Two sick babies. It's very sad, but it doesn't prove an epidemic.
How many do? Get up. We're going hunting.
For what?
Weapons.
Good-looking baby.
Oh, sorry. Wrong room.
We'll see you later.
12 rooms, right? That's it?
Yep. We've definitely checked the whole floor. Good news. No epidemic.
Tragic, huh?
Overflow rooms, third floor.
This imaginary infection has spread to the next floor?
We were just gonna call.
Did he get hot all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take care of it for you. Almost there. Don't worry, we're almost there.
Excuse me. Hi. Intake sent you up here?
Yeah, my wife's contractions
are... intake messed up. I am very, very sorry. Nurse Alpert will arrange for an ambulance to take you to Princeton General. Maternity ward is temporarily closed.
We have to leave?
Yes, I am very sorry.
Why are you doing this?
I'll be there very, very soon. Happy now?
Nope. But I am interested. Three sick babies, and a fourth showing early symptoms.
How bad?
Spiking fevers. BP's plummeting. They're barely able to keep systolic up. At this rate, they could be dead in a day.
Where did this come from?
Two delivery rooms, four different maternity rooms, no common personnel, and no common equipment.
Well, there's got to be something in common.
Yeah. That would be the difference between an epidemic and a coincidence.
I'm putting a team together. We're going to start swabbing.
What's she gonna swab? Every respirator, sink, vent, drain in the entire hospital? That'll take months.
Needle in a haystack.
It's worse than that. We don't even know it's a needle we're looking for.
Then why'd you let her go do it?
Because the hospital is her baby, and her baby's sick. If she doesn't solve this soon, her head's gonna explode, and I don't want to get any on me. So let's figure out what's in the haystack. Differential diagnosis, people.
Parasite.
Spreading too quickly.
Next.
Virus.
The kids are too sick, and the blood tests show no lymphocytosis.
And they're not responding to acyclovir or ribavirin. If it's some other virus, we'll never find it in time anyway.
Which leads us to bacterial infection. It's not responding to broad-spectrum antibiotics, so we got something resistant. Usual suspects.
MRSA. It's always MRSA in hospitals.
Maybe contaminated food or water source? Pseudomonas.
VRE. H flu.
Okay, those are the big ones. Cultures will take 48 hours. Might as well be post-mortem. We'll start them on vancomycin for the MRSA and aspirin-AMP to cover the rest. Let's get MRIs, check for abscesses or some occult infection. I'll be in the clinic. Grab me if you find something important or unimportant.
did an MRI on all the babies. And unfortunately, we didn't find anything. So we're starting them on the strongest antibiotics that we've got. And we're hoping that that'll take care of it.
But he's so tiny.
How sick is he? His fever's up to 103.5 and his blood pressure is 80 over 40.
Oh, how bad is that?
It's low. The heart needs to circulate the blood. If it's weak, the oxygen isn't getting to the liver, the kidneys, the brain.
I have to ask you something.
Judy.
No, Kim, let me. I had a cold last month, and I told the doctors about it.
Honey, this has nothing to do with you. Kim's right. Your son was born healthy. He caught the infection after his birth. There's no reason to think that he got it from you.
But you don't know. I mean, you don't know how he got sick.
Pretty standard question. How sick is my child? You couldn't answer.
I answered.
You rattled off numbers. BP, O2 sets. It's not what they need to know.
They need to know the future. You got a magic eight ball?
No, just 8 years of medical training. Look. I realize it's tough to break bad news to families.
I'm the toughest hearing it.
And I guess being the poor guy dying is the toughest of all?
No. It's easier to die than to watch someone die. Well, we're checking the vents. Could be airborne. Somebody get the sinks, too, and underneath them.
I'll get it. How many med students have you got swabbing the decks?
What else are they going to do? It's not like they're delivering babies.
Signed anything yet?
Yeah. About half the antibacterial gel dispensers are empty or broken.
That's bad, and yet diagnostically completely insignificant.
Well, if the staff can't wash their hands, it's no wonder an infection has spread. Hey, tie clip.
Sorry?
We have an epidemic in this hospital, and your tie is becoming a petri dish. Put on a tie clip or take the damn thing off.
My joints have been feeling all loose, and lately I've been feeling sick a lot. Maybe I'm overtraining. I'm doing the marathon, like 10 miles a day, but I can't seem to lose any weight.
Lift up your arms.
You have a parasite.
Like a tapeworm or something?
Lie back and lift up your sweater. You can put your arms down.
Can you do anything about it?
Only for about a month or so. After that, it becomes illegal to remove, except in a couple of states.
Illegal?
But don't worry. Many women learn to embrace this parasite. They name it, dress it up in tiny clothes, arrange playdates with other parasites.
Playdates?
It has your eyes.
That's impossible.
Well, I assume you weren't getting your period. Maybe that should have given you an inkling.
But I'm on this birth control implant.
Yeah, I know. I saw the scar on your arm.
And my doctor said I might not get any periods at all if it was working.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, you also don't get any periods if it isn't working, which is why you were supposed to get regular pregnancy tests. I'm going to send a nurse in here to schedule your prenatal care. You're doing about 5 months, so start planning the shower.
Doctor, please. Me and my husband wanted to have a kid soon. But, God. Like, 4 months ago, we had this really big fight. He moved out. I did something stupid.
One-night stand?
Ex-boyfriend.
Well, I'll schedule you a paternity test, too.
I can't let my husband know.
Does the old boyfriend look like your husband?
Yeah.
Then just have the kid. He'll never know. The most successful marriages are based on lies. You're off to a great start. Well, you look cheery. What's going on?
The Hardig and Chen Lupino babies. Their kidneys are shutting down.
And the urine tests show no casts.
Which means the antibiotics are causing the kidney failure.
You're the nephrologist. Which one did it? We'll take them off that one. Don't tell me both vancomycin and aspirin.
They both can cause this. There's no way to know which one it is. No test.
We can't take them off the antibiotics. They'll die of the infection.
But if we leave him on both the antibiotics, they'll die of kidney failure.
So we take our best guess then. Which drug's causing the kidney failure?
It's like I said, it's always MRSA in hospitals. Take him off aspirin now.
I still think it's the Pseudomonas. I vote to take him off the vancomycin.
There's no point in guessing. Take one kid off vancomycin, the other off aspirin.
They have the same disease. You want to give them different treatments?
What the hell are you doing? Therapeutic trial to find the cause of the infection. That's wrong. We have 4 sick kids at least. Who knows how many more haven't started showing symptoms yet.
We have a duty to these two.
If these two have different reactions, we'll know how to save the rest.
So you're condemning one of these kids to die based on random chance?
I guess I am.
So you're going to flip a coin? That's how you decide which baby lives?
Can I borrow a quarter?
Do you want to get sued? Lose your license, House? Well, generally, I'd applaud that. But my job is to protect this hospital, so I strongly advise you to come up with a medical rationale why baby A should get medicine X and vice versa.
Whoa. Hold on there, Slick. We didn't all go to law school. Your advice is that I should use medical reasons to make medical decisions? That's not going to be as easy.
Any medical justification doesn't need to be a good one.
Well, Hardig sounds Jewish. So does Astrian M, so I'll take the Hardig kid off vancomycin. How's that?
You can't experiment on babies.
Doctors experiment all the time.
On adults, with their consent.
Fine, I'll get the parents' consent.
Their informed consent. They have to know the other kid is getting a different treatment.
Sorry, can't do that. It'd be unethical for one patient to know about another patient's treatment.
They have a right to know.
If they know, they won't consent. That defeats the whole purpose.
That's their right.
2 more babies have just become symptomatic. I defer to your legal wisdom, which takes precedence. 6 dying babies or a missing consent form.
You can't do it.
Do what you think is best.
Daughter's kidneys are shutting down.
Your son's kidneys are failing.
So we're going to take her off the aspirin now.
We're taking him off vancomycin.
But what made her sick in the first place?
What do you think is causing it? It seems to be a germ called Pseudomonas.
We think it's MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus. It's a very resistant form of a very common bacteria.
We're hoping the aspirin will clear it up.
Vancomycin is the best treatment for MRSA, so we're going to keep giving it to her.
Is it gonna cure her?
The child is very sick. You need to know that. This is a Hail Mary pass. It might cure her, it might not.
So that'll cure it? We'll know in 24 hours if it's working.
What did you tell them?
I told them the truth.
They seemed relieved. Did you tell them how sick their son is?
I explained what was going on.
Allison, their baby's dying. The parents weren't in tears by the time you left. You didn't tell them the truth.
That's how I see it.
Do you want them blindsided? Want them coming up and saying, my God, my baby died. Why didn't you warn me?
So now it's about worrying about them yelling at us?
No, it's about getting them prepared for the likely death of their child.
If their son dies tomorrow, I think they'll give a damn what I said to them today. It's not going to matter. They're not going to care. Nothing's going to be the same ever again. Just give those poor women a few hours of hope. Dr. House!
Oh, no.
Dr. House, this is my husband, Charlie.
Who told you where my office was?
Joe, come on. He obviously doesn't want us bothering him.
Oh, he's trying to hide it.
Look, doctor, this is about the mono that you said you thought I had.
The mono?
Yes. You know, shouldn't Charlie be tested? You know, the test. The blood test.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I sometimes forget patients. I thought you were this idiot who doesn't know how to use birth control.
I can't have mono. I don't even feel sick or anything.
That's very often the first sign. Call my office in the morning. We'll schedule blood tests.
Thank you.
I'm not even tired.
Find anything yet?
Oh, just some baby formula being stored under a sink with a dripping faucet.
Tap water contamination. You thinking Pseudomonas infection?
I was. I wasted a couple of hours chasing it down, but of course the formula hasn't been anywhere near the baby.
Huh.
Whatever idiot stored them
all
there.
All right, we'll figure it out. Just calm down.
I am calm. Let me
know when you're in a meeting. Oh, okay. I warned you.
Did that calmly. Hey. Hi. Is any better?
Fever's been stable the last hour.
We're not gonna make it, are we?
Sorry?
Me and Ethan. Our next door neighbor. A little boy died in a car crash, and she and her husband split up like 4 months after the funeral. It's just, it always happens, right?
What happens to patients after they leave the hospital? I don't know, but try not to get ahead of yourself.
Dr. Che, activity on the monitor.
How long?
I don't know, it just started.
Pulse? Fluid wide open. Do we have an arterial line?
Not yet.
Let's get a BP.
You can't come in here.
My baby dying.
Mrs. Harty.
Is she dying?
Yeah, you'll have to leave.
It's not your baby.
Ben Light. BP 60 over 20.
Heart rate 180.
Just start to leave effect.
Okay, got it. Still dropping. 50 over 10.
General BP with 3 pressors. Still losing pulse.
B-fib. Shut the blinds. Charging.
Set.
Clear. Still B-fib. Charging. Clear. Charging. Clear. Still V-fib. Charging. Clear. Charging.
Chase. Time of death, 6:57 p.m. Trinam doesn't work. Double cover all the other babies with vancomycin.
I'll do it.
Cameron, tell the parents. Tell them their child probably saved 5 lives.
But Chase should...
Chase is busy.
You're the attending.
Make sure she does her job. asked you to make sure she does her job, not do it for her.
She froze up.
She felt sorry for the parents, so she shut up. You felt sorry for her, so you opened your mouth.
She has a problem.
She needs to deal with it. If you hadn't bailed her out, she would have done it.
Great, then she wouldn't have slept for 2 weeks. Maybe she should be thinking about a different specialty. Lab work? Research?
Yeah, what is it?
The Hartig baby. She's getting sicker too. The vancomycin isn't working either.
Vancomycin doesn't kill it. Astrinam doesn't kill it. What the hell is this?
It's a superbug.
It could be VRSA.
There's only been 2 reported cases ever in the United States.
One of the kids, the Howson baby, had a skin rash. It could be scalded skin syndrome, which would be a sign of VRSA.
And these kids are dead.
This is our fault. Doctors overprescribing antibiotics. Got a cold? Take some penicillin. Sniffles? No problem. Have some azithromycin. Is that not working anymore?
Well,
got your Levaquin. Antibacterial soaps in every bathroom. We'll be adding vancomycin to the water supply soon. We bred these superbugs. They're our babies. And they're all grown up and they got body piercings and a lot of anger. On the other hand, maybe antibiotics had nothing to do with it. Did you notice how low his BP was at the end, even with 3 pressors?
Heart damage?
Go home. There's nothing more you can do tonight.
Baby boy, Chen Lupino. Time of death, 6:57 p.m., Thursday, December 2nd, 2004.
This is a cross-section of the Chen Lupino boy's myocardium, fibrosis, lymphocytic infiltrates.
There was no sign of lymphocytosis in the blood test.
Yes, well, we all had plenty of good reasons to think bacterial. Nobody is scolding you. Unfortunately, all those clever reasons were wrong. It is a virus infecting their hearts.
Yeah, we're screwed. We can't chase down a virus. There's 1,000 possibilities.
We could run gels, antibody tests.
1,000 of them? The kids don't have enough blood.
Chase, you're the intensivist. How many could we do before we risk exsanguinating the kids?
You're talking vials, not stick tests? I wouldn't take more than 5 or 6.
Okay, so we have to narrow the 1,000 viruses down to 6. Now, the autopsy's shown us what the virus does. So, let's go. What do we know?
Ribavirin and acyclovir don't knock it out.
Cross out the herpes viruses.
Also, adenovirus. What else? What else? Keep talking.
Well, it only seems to hit children. The mothers aren't sick, so...
No toxoplasmosis, no rubella. Cross out the entire torch syndrome.
You didn't find any lung damage?
Nope.
None of the paramyxoviridae.
Cardiac scarring, people.
CMV. Enteroviruses, too, I think.
11.
Influenza A.
A. Yes. And? I'm putting RSV down as a yes. That makes 8.
8 vials of blood is pushing it.
Pushing it? But we love that. Get the antibody kit, start testing the sick kids.
All right, I'll look into whether there are any antivirals for these 8.
Wait a second, the kids on the floor who didn't get sick, are any of them still in the hospital?
They got moved to the 5th floor, but they're probably all checked out by now.
No, the Limpert boy had a bit of jaundice he's checking out today.
I want to test his blood, too.
Why?
Because we need all the information we can get. A healthy kid can be our control group.
Oh, Just tell his parents he can't check out because he has smallpox.
What do we get?
Well, the sick babies all tested positive for Echovirus 11.
Great.
And CMV and Parvovirus B19.
Three viruses.
But what's weirder, the healthy kid we tested, he's positive for Echovirus 11 and CMV antibodies as well.
They're infants. They have their mother's blood, their mother's antibodies.
So we just learned nothing?
We have half the picture. The healthy kids survived because their mother's antibodies saved them.
The mom had CMV in the past, she'd have the antibodies for CMV, the kid would be immune from it. So we test the sick kids' moms for echovirus, CMV, and parvovirus.
And whichever they don't have the antibodies for, that's what's killing their kids.
I'll test the mothers. Echovirus 11. It's an enterovirus. It lodges in the intestinal tract.
Enteroviruses cause diarrhea and flu-like symptoms in adults, maybe a rash. But for newborns, it can be deadly. It's damaging her heart.
What, is there anything you can do?
Viruses are more difficult to treat than bacterial infections. We still haven't found a cure for the common cold.
So, I mean, there's no vaccine or...
There's a company in Pennsylvania developing an antiviral. It got positive results in a lab setting, and we managed to get our hands on it.
Imagine not being able to touch your own baby.
Can you guys help with something?
Sure.
Your daughter, her...
Maxine.
That's her name. Maxine.
We need someone to hold Maxine up off the bed while the nurse changes her sheet.
Sure.
Hey, Foreman. Got a minute?
So, pulmonary resistance is stabilized for the two kids, but BP still...
No news then. How's Cameron?
Dr. Cameron?
Sure. Let's start with her and then move on to all the other Camerons we know.
I'm sorry, I'm just not used to you asking about someone's well-being.
I can understand how the question would surprise you. I didn't quite get how it would confuse you.
Why do you want to know?
Why do you want to know why I want to know?
Just curious?
Me too.
You don't get curious.
I'm the most curious man in the world.
Not about trivialities.
Well, then this must not be trivial. How is Cameron handling everything?
Just fine.
Great. Glad we talked. Your husband is definitely the source of your mono.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank God. Wow, I'm gonna be a mom. Whoa. Thank you so much. I gotta get you a gift or something.
Sometimes the best gift is the gift of never seeing you again.
Okay, all right. But, Dr. House, you've been so awesome. I mean, I really totally trust you. Do you think you could do the prenatal?
No.
Or deliver the baby?
That would be no.
Okay.
Chase, take a look at this.
Oh, God. That's good news.
No, it's great.
Are checking me out right now.
You look tired.
Thanks.
That's no wonder. You've had a hard time the last couple of days.
You haven't?
Not like you. Anyone who's that awkward either has no experience with death or too much. And I'm pretty sure it's not the former. Chase told me about that idea you had, the parents holding the baby. Where'd you get that? Did you lose someone? Lose a baby?
You can be a real bastard.
Unfinished business?
I'm in the haystack.
Ah, because now you know you're looking for a needle.
Right.
If I tell you to let it go, it won't make any difference, will it?
Enteroviruses are spread by humans. Fecal oral, usually. Could be respiratory secretions, though.
So Cuddy got stool samples from the whole staff. Just wait till they come back.
That won't do it.
Why not?
The shedder, whoever he is, he's so virulent. Must have been symptomatic. Cuddy would have noticed him.
Hmm.
and the babies didn't share any common personnel. That's what's weird.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's weird.
Transition team to OR2. Transition team to OR2.
Can I help you?
You saved my life.
I just ran some tests. Your will and determination are what saved your life.
I know who I am now.
Yes, you do. And I know who I am as well. Naomi, I love you.
Hey, seriously, man, you're not supposed to be here.
I'm performing a delivery.
You are.
Patient whose prenatal care I've been handling, just taking her on a couple minutes ago. Of course, I'll need one of you two guys to supervise.
When is she due?
Late March.
That's 5 months from now.
Thank God these chairs are comfortable.
Some bad hat, Harry.